chasm that lay between us. How high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe, and out of the silence, the roaring lion declared, the grave has no claim on me. That's good news. Sing that again.
This is Morning Walk. Welcome on board to Morning Walk this beautiful morning. This is where we walk in the presence of men and in the sight of God. We walk on bridges, we walk over borders, we walk to possess and repossess some territories. Cast me to your then loving kindness in the morning, for indeed we trust. Cause us to know the way wherein we should walk, because we lift up our soul unto thee. Psalms 143 verse 8. It is Morning Walk this beautiful morning. We are talking on the prayer of Daniel. If the Lord will, we will close out on that prayer this morning. Let us pray. Divine and holy God, you are everlasting, from everlasting to everlasting. You reign. You stand on the corridor of time. You stand on the borders of every territory. You possess that which is to be possessed. You claim. God, you are the mighty God. You calm the troubled sea. You calm the raging fires. So this day, we thank you for being a part of our life. In your gracious name we pray. Amen and amen. Morning Walk. Daniel chapter 9. We're going right into verse 22 and verse 23. The prayer of Daniel. Don't move a muscle. Morning Walk will be right back. Morning Walk. Yes, welcome back to Morning Walk this beautiful morning. Daniel chapter 9. It's Morning Walk, Friday morning. Welcome back to Morning Walk this beautiful morning. Every art that have been tuning to Morning Walk, this one is for you. Wherever you are, what me say? I thank you for joy. Thank you for pain. It's a beautiful day. The effect of Daniel Pryor. The angel Gabriel come to defend Daniel and his Pryor. If you've been going through a struggles now, here's not a struggle, financial struggle, your health of being in trouble, children giving a trouble, husband giving a trouble, wife giving a problem, you having a church issue, this one is for you. If you have trouble on the job, and thank you for joy. It's a beautiful day. Man called Mr. Jermaine Edwards. What situation you facing this day? We're going into studies. Can we go now? Can we go now into study? Daniel chapter 9. It's a beautiful day. I got to go leave you with this song, but let me go into study. Daniel chapter 9, verse 22 and 23. This is what it says. And he informed me, and talked with me, and said, "Oh, Daniel, I have come now forth to give you skills to understand. At the beginning of your supplication, the command went out, and I have come to tell you, for you have greatly beloved. Therefore, consider the matter and understand the vision." It's a beautiful day and morning walk wherever you're living, who you're living amongst. I can testify for you. Tell them it's a beautiful day on Morning Walk. Daniel chapter 9, verse 22 and verse 23. It's a beautiful day. Let's go into study. I now come forth to give you skills of understanding. That's what the angel said to Daniel. I come, and he informed me and talked with me. The angel Gabriel come to Daniel and said, "Look here, Daniel, I come to help you because I realized that your prayer have been barred. There are many times you out there, you pray for a situation. The situation that you've been praying for, it is marred. The situation that you've been praying for, it's not going anywhere. This situation that you have been praying for, it seems like you're pouring water on the back of a duck. It's not moving. It's not edifying. It's not just not one. Simple. Simple. Like, not now. Now, hear what the angel said. I come now forth to give you skills to understand what is going on with your prayer. Because there is somebody, Daniel, who is more evilous than you. The angel tried to tell Daniel, enviousness, envy was hindering your prayer. Envy, the master of envy, hold on, the master of envy put a veil over your prayer. But nonetheless, this morning when the enemy put a veil over prayer, listen to this. This one is for you. Lift your spirit this morning.
Lord, I'll take your hand.
Come on, give the Lord your hand this morning.
You fix my focus.
Fix your focus in right time your prayer. In the midst of your prayer, God know who you are.
I used to run from
please don't run anymore.
But you made me strong.
Today you are strong in God.
Yo,
morning walk. Daniel prayer. Let me go back to study.
You make me strong.
I want to be strong this morning. I want to be strong this morning. Come now. So the angel said to Daniel, I come to show you skills of understanding. In Daniel prayer, Daniel didn't ask for understanding. He demonstrated that his heart was close to God. So a friend, he was a friend of God. He was a deep, deep friend of God. He had intimate relationship with God. He had close relationship with God. He had the relationship with God wherewith the hearts of men that around Daniel could never understand it. No, understand this, no people. Somebody out there today listening to this, you have a understanding, you have a relationship with God wherewith some people around you, some people in your life, some people in your path, some people on the job, even the very church that you attended to, they do not understand the relationship that you have with God. Watch the Bible, look what the Bible say. John 15 verse 15 say, no longer do I call you servant, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friend, for all things that I've heard from my father I've made known to you. I have called you friend. So Daniel was a close friend of God. Look here, my father's children, as a child of God, as a Christian, as a born again, blood washed, saved, sanctified children of God, you must be the friend of God. You must have a deep intimate relationship with God. Not necessary relationship, but I am putting it to you. You must have a deep, let me express it again. Let me say it again. You must have a deep relationship with God. So Daniel prayer. When the angel come, Daniel prayer was settled. Daniel prayer was about to move. Daniel, understand this now. Daniel studied this passage in Jeremiah, but still didn't understand much. In the case of understanding came more to pray. All the student of the word will tell you that when hammer of learning, the biblical critics have failed to break open the filthy text, rather the flinty text of this prayer. To every student, studying it is hard, but to get the result, it is a victory. To every student, studying is hard, but to get the victory, it is a blessing. Now, watch this now. Listen what the angel said. The angel said, Daniel, your prayer was in darkness, not because you have sinned, not because of the sins of your parents, not because of the sins of your foreparents, but your prayer was trapped. Why did Daniel pray trapped? Because there was a other spirit. There was a other force. But in spite of this, it makes Daniel stronger. Come on, man. It makes Daniel stronger. And since it makes Daniel stronger, here Daniel said, I can do all things through Christ who have strengthened me. He can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. For you are greatly beloved. You are greatly beloved. Greatly beloved there means you are greatly favored, not necessary by man. You are greatly favored by God. And when you are greatly favored by God, I can tell you this. They can tie you up and put you down. God will pull you up. They can trap you and lock you into a tunnel. God will come through into the tunnel for you. You are greatly favored. you are greatly favored. Because of the relationship Daniel and God have. Daniel was greatly favored. John 13 verse 23. This is what John 13 verse 23 said. Now therefore, was leaning on the bosom of his disciple whom he was loved. John was leaning on the bosom of Jesus Christ whom was loved, because he was greatly favored by Jesus himself. No, Daniel was leaning on the bosom, on the deep relationship that he and God had, and he depend on it. He stand sure on it. He believe in it. He have the firm foundation that in spite of my prayer have been covered, in spite of my prayer have been barred, in spite of my prayer have been tumbling down back on me, I have the assurance that my prayer will reach up to God. So Daniel said this. Daniel said this before even Kevin Downtown. Daniel said this before Kevin Downs, that God is moving. Satan is busy. Daniel know that. But Gabriel come. There's a Gabriel come in your path today. All right, my father's children. All right. Thank you very much. Mr. Kevin Downwell telling you that God is moving. In spite of what's going on, God is moving. Now, closing up Daniel prayer. Gabriel said, Daniel, you are greatly favored. Therefore, consider the matter and understand the vision. You are greatly matter. Consider the matter have been done. Your situation have been considered. Your matter have been done. The issue that you have been praying for and you think that it wasn't going to answer. The mighty God is going to do this for you. The mighty God that you and I know is going to fix the foundation and take you and give you the victory. My morning walk family, wherever you are today, I leave you these beautiful words with Kevin Downwell. This is your brother and friend, God, the chief servant. If tomorrow Saturday is your church day, go to church. Don't stay from church. Don't hide away from church. Go to church. Thank you for being a part of morning walk this beautiful morning, Sunday morning, gospel mix. Greetings, all my father's children. This one is for you if you're going through troubled times. My morning walk family, I'm asking you for prayer. For my sister, my sister, Rona. Yes, pray for Rona. Yes, Rona need your sincere prayer in a time like no. God bless you, my morning walk family. Yes. Kevin Downwell closing out morning walk this beautiful Friday morning.
Carry me over.
Let me squeeze you one little 30 seconds more of this beautiful song.
No.